Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden's urging Americans to save U.S. democracy from election-denying lies perpetuated by former President Donald Trump and many of his allies. In last night's speech near the U.S. Capitol, he warned of the rise in political violence. The Capitol was attacked last year by Trump supporters who sought to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 election. And last week, police arrested a man who'd broken into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home with the alleged intent to harm her husband. Instead, the suspect encountered Pelosi's husband. He had intended to harm her. Her husband, Paul Pelosi, was severely injured. He is recovering after surgery. Nevada is one of the most competitive states in the country this year. Republican candidates are running in close races against Democratic incumbents up and down the ballot. NPR's Susan Davis reports that Latino voters will be key to victory there on Election Day.
Latinos make up about 20% of the voting population in the state and tend to vote overwhelmingly Democratic. Donald Trump won 35% of the Latino vote and lost the state by about 2 points. So small inroads by Republican candidates with Latinos could flip tight races in their favor. Republicans are polling competitively in governor, Senate, and House races, as well as several statewide offices. The predominantly working class state is a likely bellwether for which party will control the Senate next year, as well as whether Republicans are able to ride a red wave to take control of the House. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Grain ships sailed from Ukrainian ports this morning, a day after Russia rejoined a UN-backed agreement to guarantee their safe passage through the Black Sea. But as Charles Maines reports from Moscow, Russia remains noncommittal about prolonging the deal when its current mandate expires later this month.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Moscow was still assessing the effectiveness of the grain agreement and had not yet decided whether to extend the deal when it comes up for renewal November 19th. In recent weeks, Russian officials have complained that the deal allows the release of Ukrainian grain, but has failed to ease the export of Russian fertilizer and agricultural products. On Wednesday, President Vladimir Putin promised that even if Moscow exited the agreement, Russia would donate the difference in lost grain exports to poor countries unilaterally. That offer came as Russia faced a backlash over its decision to temporarily suspend the grain agreement following what it says was a Ukrainian attack on its Black Sea fleet. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Evacuation warnings went off and trains came to a halt in northern Japan after its North Korean neighbor fired at least 6 missiles, including an intercontinental ballistic missile, into the sea today. The South Korean military says that an hour after a senior North Korean military official publicly threatened to retaliate over extended U.S.-South Korean drills, the North Korean government test fired 3 more missiles. This is NPR News. A dozen of the largest food corporations in the world are pledging to reduce greenhouse gas emissions through their agricultural supply chains. Dana Cronin reports the companies are out with a new plan days before the United Nations hosts its annual conference on climate change taking place in Egypt.
Mars, PepsiCo, and McDonald's are among companies pledging to triple the amount of regenerative farmland, that is, cropland that promotes soil health and carbon sequestration. Roberto Acevedo is the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at PepsiCo. He says the move will help reduce greenhouse gas emissions overall, while also making the food supply chain more resilient to the effects of climate change.
Helping tackle climate change and sustainability is something that is not only required from us because this is the right thing to do, but also because this is sound for the business.
The group has pledged to scale up regenerative agriculture practices over the next 8 years. For NPR News, I'm Dana Cronin.
Last night,
it's time to play America's favorite jackpot game. This is Powerball.
Nobody won. That means anyone willing to hand over a couple bucks for a ticket that might very well be that one in 292.2 million chance at winning can play for an even larger jackpot, $1.5 billion with a B dollars. Nobody's won the top Powerball prize since August 3rd. At last check on Wall Street, the Nasdaq is down 1.2%. The Dow is off a fraction, S&P down slightly. This is NPR News.